is online.
You know, our beds can oftentimes be very much a safe place, a place of comfort, a place of escape. You know, even if something odd's happening, you pull the covers over your head, and more times than not, it goes away. On this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear the story of something that does not go away. In fact, it gets much, much more intense as a listener fights off a dark entity in her bed. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. Hear the full episode when you sign up to be an EPP at ghostpodcast.com. I woke up to the feeling again that someone was staring at me. I was lying on my side facing the wall, and I heard a deep male voice say, "Don't turn around, or I'll scare you to death." Needless to say, I did not turn around, as it was not my father's voice. He does not even have a deep voice. I felt fingers go around my throat, but I was too scared to scream or move. Luckily, they didn't tighten their grip, but were slowly removed. I felt them slide along my neck. I lay like that till my mom came and woke me up for school, when I started crying and told her what had happened. She could clearly see the finger marks on my neck. Woke my dad up. They searched the whole house, and all the doors and windows were still locked from the inside, but none of us were convinced that something had not been there. My mom concluded I scratched myself in my sleep, but I was wide awake, and I know what I heard and felt. The back garage had an attic above it that could only be reached through a small hole in the ceiling. There were no stairs to it, so my dad always had to use a ladder to put everything up there. Neither of my parents liked going up there, but I didn't know why until recently. So is the attic and the thing that's wrapping its hands around this girl's neck connected? Find out in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. You will hear that story in its entirety. Plus, a listener describes an instance where what she calls the monster under her bed had grabbed her feet. Also, could items that were recently inherited carry spirits of the dead? And hallucinations may be much more than just an illness for a researcher in the jungle. Those stories and more on this week's EPP bonus episode. When you sign up to be an EPP, you're supporting your show, where you're keeping us on the air and allowing us to give you the free episodes throughout the week, and then these bonus episodes that are just packed with the best stories that we get in, along with all that bonus video content that we put out there for you as well. So if you like our show, please consider becoming an EPP, helping to keep this thing going. It's only $5 a month, or you can sign up for a full year and get one of those months absolutely free. Sign up on the website, ghostpodcast.com, and thank you for your support.